If the truth they speak is saving lives, we should listen.
You can't handle the truth.
You don't want to hear the truth.
Celebrating his birthday today from Los Angeles, where he is still there.
Happy birthday, Don.
Thank you. He's
still there?
I'm sad because I didn't win an Oscar, so I'm trying to figure out how to leave L.A. and save face.
Don Lemon.
The birthday boy. Work.
Good morning. Thank you, guys. How you doing?
I'm good.
Good. Okay. I'm still reeling from the Oscars. They say if the pen is mightier than the sword, then the tongue, I think, is mightier than a hashtag. And I'm talking about Chris Rock's mouth and the Oscar so white hashtag. Rock took Hollywood, the establishment, on Sunday night to task. Of course, it came with a heavy degree of criticism, like he crossed a line. He didn't address this. He didn't address that. How dare he make a joke like this one about why blacks didn't protest until now?
Okay, you got to figure that it happened in the 50s, in the 60s, and black people did not protest. Why? Because we had real things to protest at the time. You know, we're too busy being raped and lynched to care about who won best cinematographer. You know, when your grandmother's swinging from a tree, it's really hard to care about best documentary, foreign short.
Oh, some people were hot. But guess what? That's all true. Some people were hot.
I like that joke.
I like that joke, too. It's all true. And that's why the blowback for the joke was mind-boggling to me. Mm. What he was saying is, yes, on some level, it is unfortunate that there were no black nominees for the Oscars this year. However, what he was saying to me was, let's get our priorities straight. There are more important issues for black folks than to be outraged about, like jobs, like the economy, like healthcare, like crime and education. You feel what I'm talking about?
Yep.
It was Rock's way of making black folks and white folks think at the same time. He is a comedian. He is supposed to be provocative and ironic, like that Stacey Dash moment.
The Academy has taken steps to fix this problem, and that is why it is my honor to introduce the new director of our Minority Outreach Program. Please welcome Ms. Stacey Dash.
I cannot wait to help my people out. Happy Black History Month. Thank you.
Thank you.
They didn't know who Stacey Dash was.
No.
Did they?
It went right
over their head.
It went right. I was rolling on the floor, and people were looking at me like, why are you laughing, and who is that woman? And when she delivered her punchline, there were crickets in the room. Most people didn't get it. Why? Because most of the people in the room were white liberals who had no idea who Stacey Dash even was. And that is no shade to Stacey Dash, trust me. It's just confirmation that sometimes we give too much attention positively or negatively to someone, or for some reason or the other, to people like Stacey Dash, to whom we might disagree. We also give her comments, which only reach a certain targeted segment of the population, too much credit, when some things are better left in the dark, not to be illuminated by a Twitter trend. You still with me? Do you understand what I'm saying? So
yes, sir.
If you are, okay, good. Here's another one describing how racism in Hollywood exists in more subtle form, in a more subtle form than white liberals who live there may consciously be aware. Listen.
It's a different type of racist. Now, I remember one night I was at a fundraiser for President Obama. A lot of you were there. And, you know, it's me and all of Hollywood. And all the, you know, it's all of us there. And there's about four black people there. Me, Quincy Jones, Russell Simmons, Questlove, you know, the usual suspects, right? You know, and every black actor that wasn't working. Needless to say, Kev Hart was not there, okay? So at some point, you get to take a picture with the president, you know, and as they're setting up the picture, you get like a little moment with the president. I'm like, Mr. President, you see all these writers and producers and actors? They don't hire black people. And they're the nicest white people on earth. They're liberals. Jeez.
Brilliant. Wasn't that brilliant?
Great joke. So, great joke.
Yeah.
Man.
So is Hollywood racist? Is Hollywood racist? Hollywood is no different than anywhere else or any other place or any other industry. Here's a broader question. Is your workplace or company racist? Look around you and be honest about the people who are constantly invited to the table or into the room where the decisions are being made. Who are the faces that represent your particular company? And what do they look like? And where do they come from? Let's move the spotlight. You see what I did there? Spotlight, which is a movie of the year, beyond Hollywood. And ask ourselves, is my job so white? Go ask your boss that one. See what happens.
What do you think? What do you think about the fact that it had the lowest rating in 8 years?
It's a trend. It's in 8 years. So every year it has been going down. It's lower than the last time he did it. I think it shows that people are less interested
in the Oscars. But the boycott didn't help. The boycott, did it hurt?
I don't think the boycott hurt. I think the controversy actually helped the ratings. I think they may have been lower had there not been a controversy. I just think people have better things to worry about than a bunch of people who are privileged and wealthy sitting around, applauding themselves and slapping themselves on the back. Yeah, it's nice and cute. You want to figure out who has the most beautiful dress, but we got bigger problems than that. And I'm not hating on the Oscars because I surely like to watch all of that, but I don't think it had anything to do with Chris Rock or a boycott that the ratings were down this year. It's a trend that's been going down for the last 8 years.
Don, the joke that got me was he said, we're going to be doing things a little bit different this year in the In Memoriam package, and that's going to be black folks who were shot by cops on their way to the movies. And it was like, oh, my gosh.
That happens, too. It's like they were shocked about what's really going on. He did a great job.
After that joke, this lady behind me, this little old lady, tapped me on the shoulder and said, I'm glad you're enjoying this, because if you weren't, it would be really bad. It's like, yes, little white lady, you're right.
I like the one about somebody who's not working, always telling people with jobs to quit.
You're selling out. You better quit that job. It's like, are you crazy?
Quit that job. I ain't quitting that damn thing.
That good job.
All right, good job, Don.
Happy birthday, Don. We'll talk to you in a few minutes.
All right, see you soon.
He'll be back with Hillary Clinton coming up.